Welcome to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Social Media Help My Hype Show on Word of Mom Radio. I'm your host, Janice Clark, and today we're going to be talking about an exciting new feature on Facebook, Facebook Live Producer. Now, if you haven't had a chance to use the Facebook Live Producer, you're in for a real treat. Facebook officially launched the live video on their platform for all users back in 2016. And since then, users have made more than 8.5 billion broadcasts. Now, since the COVID-19 lockdowns across the globe, Facebook has reported that it's seeing record high levels of demand for its video services. Messaging activity is up 50% across Messenger and WhatsApp, while the use of live video in Messenger is up 70%. Now, in addition, the number of the people in the U.S. watching live streams via Facebook Live is up 50% since January. So it's with all of this in mind, they've been introducing some new tools to improve Facebook Live, including the introduction of the Live Producer tool back in March of this year. Now, the tool makes it easier for users to go live and really, really engage with their Facebook community. You know, it's one thing to do a video. It's one thing to pre-record or even do a live stream and with the intention of simply recording and sharing. But Facebook Live Producer gives you some nice tools to really facilitate engagement with that community and get some conversations started. It also allows for higher-end production equipment and streaming software and allows you to record for up to 8 hours. Now, Live Producer can be accessed from your Facebook business page through Creator Studio. You can also go to facebook.com/live/producer, and that will take you directly to the Live Producer. Now, I'm talking about doing this from your desktop. You can manage your live posts, scheduling, and certain broadcast settings from the left-hand column once you get in here. Now, the first time I saw this, it can be a little overwhelming because there are a lot of features. There's a lot of tabs. Give yourself some time and give yourself some practice, and this really is a great tool to use. Now, the new tool, along with an increase in the number of people watching live streaming and videos on Facebook, really makes for an incredible opportunity for businesses who are willing to take advantage of this boom in the live video. And there are several features available within Live Producer tool to improve live publishing experience for all users. Just a few of these features include the ability to run polls while you're on the call, feature a live link. So if you're talking about a new book you're publishing or a new product you have to offer, you can actually feature a link to that while you're doing the live video. You can engage with comments and even edit the video once it's over right there from Live Producer if you need to cut off the beginning or the end. I know sometimes we all have a little extra space as we're getting set up. You can do all that from Live Producer. Now, we're going to be reviewing all of these features and a few more. some of these, I'm going to tell you exactly how to get set up. For others, I'll give you some general directions. It's a little difficult to give step-by-step directions for all of this on the radio. It's much easier when you can see what I'm doing. So I may actually try to do a live show later this week so I can show you my screen and you can see exactly how to do all of this. So for now, let's get started setting up your very first live video post. I am going to show you how to do this step by step. So you can follow along with me right now and go ahead and get your first live set up. So to set up a live video post, you can set this up from the left-hand column of Live Producer. So again, you're going to want to go in as if you're making a post and make your way to Creator Studio, or go to facebook.com/live/producer. Once you get in there, you're going to want to select whether you would like to go live now or schedule a live video for a future date and time. So again, once you go in, you're going to see a lot of different options. Take your time. make the selection of if you're we're going to do this now or if you're going to schedule it. Select share to a page you manage from the first drop-down menu, and then choose the page that you want to stream to from the second drop-down menu. Add your title, add your description to the post. You can also tag friends, check in at a location, or add a feeling or activity. You know, you can really get granular with what you're putting in here. And choose which pages, if any, that you would like to cross-post the live broadcast. So you can post this to multiple pages that you manage. Select your audience setting to define things like age restrictions, geographic gating, and for a specific broadcast, you can restrict the age of the audience under the minimum age drop-down if you need to. You can restrict or geodate your broadcast to specific locations by selecting allow selected locations, and you can search locations by country, state, and city. So you can get really specific with these settings. You can also tag, this is something fairly new, a specific game title if you're doing anything with gaming, which is probably not something I will be working with. So we won't be focusing a lot on this, although there are some new features coming to light under this as well. So you got your live video set up. Now for the comments. Once your stream has been initiated, in the left-hand column, you'll see a display of your live post comments, giving you the ability to moderate the discussion while also monitoring your live stream. And a drop-down gives you the option to apply some of the following settings to more easily manage the comments. So before this ever begins, you can go ahead and utilize these settings that are available in chat. You can choose slow, and this means that people who are commenting can only comment once every 10 seconds. Under discussion, you can set it so that your chat will only show comments with at least 100 characters in them. So you can prevent things like, some people like to leave, one-word comments. If you're looking for strong discussion, you can choose to only show the ones that have a little more thought put into them with more than 100 characters. Follower, you can also make it so that only your followers have the ability to comment. You can set your comments to be restricted. So viewers have to have accounts that are at least 2 weeks old to comment. And you could set this to protected. Viewers, meaning the viewers must follow you for at least 15 minutes before they can comment. So these are some of the chat settings that you'll want to familiarize yourself with. Now, currently on desktop, if a non-follower attempts to comment on your stream, when you've enabled the followers only feature, if you've said only my followers can comment, if a non-follower tries to comment, they'll be prompted to follow your page first. And if a non-follower attempts to comment on a mobile device, they will not be prompted to follow your page, and their comment won't be posted publicly. So just something for you to be aware of right now as you're getting all of these set up. So we are going to pause here. I think this is a good place to pause so we can hear from, I know we have some really good sponsors today, and so we're going to see what they have to say, and then when we come back, I'm going to be discussing some of the more advanced features that you can take advantage of on Facebook Live Producer. We'll be right back.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
From the beach to a ball game, from your office to a locker, StadiumBags.com has the clear bags for you. Don't let our name fool you. We are not just for sports fans. The great thing about our bags is, yes, they meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. More importantly, they have the quality, versatility, and style that will stand up to years of use. You can feel free to clean your bags with the solvents that are going to keep the germs away from your home and your personal belongings and still make safety and convenience coexist. So find us at StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Welcome back to the Social Media Help Not Hype Show on Word of Mom Radio. I'm your host, Janice Clark, and today we are talking about Facebook Live Producer. Now, during the first half of this segment, I showed you how to get started creating your first live streaming video with Facebook Live Producer, how to get it set up, and also how to get your comments set up so that people can comment the way that you would like them to. Now, during the second half of the show, we're going to be discussing some more of the advanced features offered in Facebook Live Producer. So let's get started, because there are some really neat things that you can do with this. The first one is live video clipping. Now, clips are short, non-live moments from your longer live broadcast. And as I had mentioned earlier, you can actually run a broadcast for up to 8 hours. Now, I'm not sure that I would ever need to run a broadcast for 8 hours. But if you're at an event, once we're able to go to live events again, there could be a variety of reasons you might want to do one a little bit longer. But you can go for up to 8 hours. The clips are these short, non-live moments from the longer live broadcast. You can use these little short clips to do a boost, to get some the word out about your broadcast. You can monetize them and even cross-post them. You can create clips from your live video while it's being broadcast in Live Producer. Now, they can only be created from the last 60 seconds of your live broadcast. You can also prevent viewers from creating clips of your live video. If it's not something you want other people to create clips of, you have the opportunity to change that setting. So the video clipping tab is being shown while your broadcast is live. That's the only time you'll be able to see it. So when you're ready to begin clipping, just select video clipping. The create a new clip button turns on after about 5 seconds have elapsed. So if you're running a test on this, and I hope you will, just be aware of that. And the minimum clip length is 5 seconds. Another new feature is that you can add a public dial-in number to your Facebook Live. Now, this is currently being tested, and all of these features aren't necessarily available to everyone right now, so you will need to check your Live Producer to see what you have the ability to do at this time, but the features are rolling out pretty quickly, so I anticipate everyone will have them very soon. So adding a dial-in number to your Live makes it possible for people who may not have web or mobile data access to listen to your live broadcast from any phone. There's a phone number and access code that your audience can call. You can enable the number and create a new access code when setting up a live or scheduled live broadcast in order to secure it for up to 7 days before the broadcast. So you can go ahead and set this up in plenty of time to begin promoting this and get the word out about what you're doing. You can create live polls in these live producer streams. During your live broadcast, you can create live polls with 2 to 4 answer choices and choose when in the broadcast you'd like them to appear. There's no limit to the number of polls you can run during a single broadcast. You can create polls before and during your live video. So if you have this planned out and there's some things you'd like your audience to answer, you can go ahead and begin laying those out before you ever do your live stream. You have the ability to add a featured link as well. Now, this is something that's really nice. If you are, I think I mentioned earlier, if you are, you know, promoting a book or an event, or you have a product to sell, what are your website, whatever the case may be, you know, you can prominently display a featured link to an external website during your live broadcast. So the link can be used to direct viewers to important information, prompt donations, share updates, whatever it is that you would like to do. Once you're live, you'll be able to control when to show the featured link to your viewers, so you can determine when that pops up for them. Featured links must be set up before the broadcast begins, and the links can't be edited once the stream starts. So you do want to be aware of that. Now, in order to set up the live link, you'll want to go to the featured link tab in Live Producer, add the description and a website link, and then click Save. Start your broadcast, and when the broadcast is live, click Show in the left-hand column to show the link to your audience. So I think this is a really important one that will be pretty widely used. You can go live with a guest as a page, meaning that when you're doing a live broadcast on behalf of your page, you'll be able to bring a guest in with you. Now, at this time, Live With, which is really the name of the service within a service, is only available on iOS and Android. So just be mindful of that if that's something that you're looking to do as far as bringing somebody else in with you. Live tabs and live tab URLs. Pages can now showcase a dedicated live tab, so it's easier for viewers to find your real-time content. The live tab would include all the page's live content. So when you're scheduling lives, showing past live events, all of those things will be able to be seen from this featured tab on your page. So it can be added along with other page tabs like home and about and events, and will be very separate and distinct, so people can immediately come to your page and click those tabs and see any of your live videos. So to add the live tab to your page from a desktop, go to your page setting, select templates and tabs, and at the bottom of the page, choose to add a tab, and across from live, just select add tab. So something to know, especially if you're going to be doing a lot of videos, it's great to be able to point people to your page and let them choose the tab to see the live video you've been working on. Video trimming, and this is a big one. You can edit any unnecessary footage at the beginning and end of your live videos using video trimming. You no longer have to, record the video and edit it somewhere else, or accept, if there's some extra footage there in the beginning and the end. You don't have to accept that any longer. Once your video is over, you can trim it and clean it up a little bit so future audiences will be able to see it without extra. Once you've recorded your video, go to Creator Studio, your content library, and in post, click the video you want to trim. Your video is going to appear in a new window. Just click on Edit Post in the bottom right corner, select Video Trimming, and trim the video by using the timestamp set when your video would start and end, or by sliding, there's a yellow bar under the video, to the desired start and end points. So these are the big new features being offered. There's also the very latest one are graphics overlays for broadcasts. Now, we have very few clients who have this at this time, so this is not one that is has been rolled out widely, at least to the people that we're working with, but it is coming, and we're seeing more and more people getting this. So the new graphics tab has been added to Live Producer. Publish. If you have it, you'll be able to see it when you go into your Facebook Live Producer. Publishers can select a graphics package to upload during a broadcast and use a graphics overlay URL, and the graphics preview option displays how graphics are going to look for you in real time. So lots of exciting new features, lots going on, and we'll be keeping you up to date as more features are rolling out. Guys, thank you so much for your time today. I really hope you've found some value on the call,
and are able to start doing some live broadcasts, be sure to tag me. I would love to see some of your live broadcasts, and I'll be doing some more of my own. In the meantime, have a wonderful day. You can find me over on Facebook at BizMSolutions. You can also find me on Twitter as Janice_Clark and Instagram, Janice M. Clark. Guys, have a wonderful day. I'll be talking to you all soon.
She is sure. She is sure. She is strong. She is strong. She is true. She is true. She is brave. She is brave. She is bold. She is bold. She is you. She is you. She is you. She is you. She is sure. She is sure. She is strong. She is strong. She is true. She is true. She is brave. She is brave. She is bold. She is bold. She is you. She is you. She is you. She is you. Sure of herself. Yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure. She is sure. She is strong. She is strong. She is true. She is true. She is brave. She is brave. She is bold. She is bold. She is you. She is you. She is you. She is you. She is sure. She is sure. She is strong. She is strong. She is true. She is true. She is brave. She is brave. She is bold. She is bold. She is you. She is you. She is you. She is you. Adds value and hope. Has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late. Never time to behave. Reaching for dreams. Doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself. Unleashed from her cage. She is sure. She is sure. She is strong. She is strong. She is true. She is true. She is brave. She is brave. She is bold.